Israeli troops killed at least four more Palestinians in the West Bank today. Two of the dead were Islamist militants allegedly involved in terrorist attacks. Against the backdrop of continuing violence, Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is floating a new peace proposal. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon indicated today he's ready to negotiate with the Palestinians, but whether he will support Mr. Peres' plan is another matter, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports now from Jerusalem.
An Israeli army spokesman said a helicopter gunship fired a rocket at a barn in the West Bank city of Hebron, killing 25-year-old Islamist militant Jamil Jadallah. Palestinian witnesses said he had been hiding out in his aunt's barn, fearing that Israel would try to assassinate him. The Israeli army spokesman said Jadallah had been involved in dozens of recent attacks in Hebron and was planning a car bomb attack in Israel. In Tulkarem, Israeli tank fire killed a Hamas activist. The Israeli army refused to comment, but Hamas called it an assassination. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib says that Israel's policy of assassinating leading militants guarantees that the cycle of violence will continue.
It is going to be a further escalation of the Palestinian Intifada, especially the violent components of it. So I assume that some Palestinians are going to undertake new attacks on Israelis. Nobody would know in advance where and when and against whom.
The ongoing violence comes as Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is attempting to revive peace talks. Peres announced yesterday that he's drafted a peace plan that he will present to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Peres told Israel Television the plan includes the immediate creation of a Palestinian state. An Israeli newspaper reported the plan also calls for the dismantling of Jewish settlements in Gaza as a first step toward a permanent peace. If the reports are correct, the Peres peace plan is likely to spark new tensions between the dovish foreign minister and Israel's hardline prime minister. Leslie Susser, the diplomatic correspondent of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says Peres is trying to pressure Sharon into making more concessions to the Palestinians.
What Peres is doing is signaling to Sharon that unless there is a viable Israeli political plan in the works, then Labor would have to perhaps reconsider its remaining in the coalition. And this for Sharon is a real threat.
Many in Israel's peace camp say Peres should long ago have pulled out of the National Unity Government. Mosi Raz, a Knesset member from the Meretz party, says Peres could do more good for the peace process if he resigned from Sharon's cabinet.
If Sharon knows that Peres is the leader of the opposition, that this man is going to go everywhere in Israel to understand why Sharon is doing mistakes, Sharon will have to be much more careful and much less extreme.
The prime minister has not yet reacted publicly to the peace plan being floated by his foreign minister, nor has there been any official comment from the Palestinian side. Peres is expected to outline his plan at a meeting with Yasser Arafat, possibly as soon as this weekend. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.